Okay, so my name is Tim Jones and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust. It's the 27th of July, 2009 at 3:15 in the afternoon. If I could ask you to tell me your name, your age and where you come from, please.
My name is Keith Davis. My age is, well, I pick up my pension for the first time on the 30th of July this year. So that makes me 64 and 11 months and 27 days or something. And I live in a little village called Bushley near Tewkesbury in Gloucestershire.
Thank you very much. When was it you first found out about the One Another project?
The exact date I can't tell you, but I saw it on in a press release when it was literally first released, whenever that was. It was either the end of last year or the beginning of this year, I'm not sure.
And what was it that inspired you to put your name forward?
Well, I've done many things in my life, and one of the things I've never done is to stand on the plinth. And I thought that I could, I wouldn't say it was an alcoholic moment, it was a relaxed moment. I hadn't told my wife, so I submitted my application and out of the blue it appeared with a positive.
So how did you feel? What emotions did you experience when you found out that you'd been allocated as well?
I was very excited. I thought, well, it's a huge, I was going to say opportunity. It's a, when you're rising 65, you've done quite a few things in your life, and you think, well, that's one thing I haven't done. And my initial thoughts were excitement, and then I thought, well, what can I do? And I've done quite a lot of things, and I thought, well, okay, I will progress this, and over the last few weeks I have developed an idea.
Can you give us an overview of some of these things that you've been up to then over?
Yeah, well, I used to run a telecoms business, and I'd run it for 35 years, and 2.5 years ago I decided that I'd had enough. I was the owner of the principal of the business, so I decided that I'd had enough and that I needed to move on in my life and I'd have some time to myself and my wife and my family rather than running a fairly successful business. And having done that, So that absorbed a lot of my life. But whilst I was running that business, I had the opportunity. I spoke at various conferences at the Royal Society, in the BT Tower, various other high-profile venues like that. And I thought, well, this is just another opportunity to actually look at these. And I thought, well, is this self-indulgence or an ego trip? And it's not really for me. It's just that I another thing I've recently done for my with my sons, and then more recently with my son-in-law. 2.5 years ago, I joined a group of 200 cyclists and we cycled from Edge to Paris. And this is with my two sons. I have four children, and the two sons, Alexander and Quinton, we joined, as I say, these 200 others, and we were cycling for the British Legion. And it was the most amazing event. First of all, to have your family with you. I've done quite a lot of things in my own life which have been isolated and selfish, not selfish, but where you can't share. When I was younger, I did a degree of travelling, and unless you're an extremely good writer, people are not really interested in what you do. You can only show your holiday snaps once, and then people fall asleep after the first two. So I decided that when this British Legion opportunity to cycle to Paris came up, that we were raising funds obviously for the British Legion, and I found it a very emotional moment when it was fairly tough. I was riding a bicycle with a Sturmey Archer 5 gear change on it, and everybody else had sort of smoke and whistle bicycles. Well, not me. Mine was a sit up and beg, a bit like an old Vickers bike, I suppose. And when we had with us, bearing in mind there were 200 people with us, there were 25 or 27 outriders. And they close the Champs-Élysées, I think it's four times a year, once for the Tour de France, once for Bastille Day, once for this bike ride, because of the relationship with the British Legion. And these outriders actually, because there was no traffic on it, they actually opened all their motorbikes and went scorching up the Champs-Élysées, got to the top, and we were pedaling like anything to get to the top and try and catch them up. And it was you were tired, you were exhausted, and it was one of those moments that you remember as an event in your life. We then had a service under the Arc de Triomphe, so it was very, very special. Anyhow, that was 3 years ago, and last year I did I live in a village which is very small village, but it's a delightful village called Bushley, and we had an open gardens theme, and one of the themes was scarecrows. Well, I had, because I got some time in my hands, I bought myself a decent camera, and I had committed myself to generating a, again for fundraising, this time for the air ambulance and the church, fundraising for these two organisations. And I decided to do a 365-day calendar of the people of Bushley. So there was a photograph per day. And so I had to go around the whole of the village, and I took over 1,000 photographs to achieve this log. And bearing in mind there are only a couple of hundred people in the village, I had cats, dogs, horses, ponies, goldfish, you name it, gerbils, everything on this calendar. And it was a great success. In the middle of this, we had this village event for the open gardens. And in that event, I decided that at the end of our drive was a scarecrow of a very old photographer, which I set up. And I decided that Bushley people don't, many of them don't travel terribly far, that I would be a living scarecrow at the end of the drive. So I dressed up in my father's mourning suit, which was then 70 years old, and it was black with tails. I borrowed a bowler hat and I had a mask, and I stood at the end of the drive with a bucket, and I earned more than the average wage with my bucket, because like the guys in Covent Garden, when you throw something in the bucket, you move. And I have a moment recorded in my brain where my granddaughter, who was then 5 and a half, came along to say, "Granddad, it's lunchtime," but she didn't actually say that. She came with a load of shrapnel, or small coins, and put these in one at a time to keep me moving. So that was last year. And the British Legion they have huge demands on their funds, and they're a great organisation. So this year I decided that I'd do something else. And they have a thing called the Freedom Trail, which is a hike across the Pyrenees from France into Spain. And it follows the escape routes, the Chemin de la Liberté, which was used in the Second World War, literally across the mountains. It's pretty tough. 9 people from the Legion did it, 3 were unable to complete it. And this time I did it with my son-in-law, James. I offered it to, oh, I didn't offer it. I mentioned it to my 2 sons, and one's got expecting twins shortly, and the other one is a bachelor. And he said, "Well, I might be busy that weekend, Dad." So that tabooed that one. And I then thought, right, well, I offered it to James, one of my son-in-laws who'd been in the army. And delightful for me, he said yes. So I then got on that bandwagon, and we then walked as the mountaineer who took us across the mountains. He said we achieved 2 marathons in 4 days over the mountains with 35 pounds on our back. And that was 10 days ago. So I'm now sitting in a box adjacent on Trafalgar Square talking to you two.
Thank you very much. Can you tell us, Keith, what you're going to be doing up on the Pyrenees?
Well, if you bear in mind, I stood at the end of my drive for 2 days, 10 hours, and earned nearly £200. I'm not earning money this time, but Tewkesbury is the biggest town near us. It's famous for its abbey and various other things. And what I should be doing, I should be dressed up as the town crier. I approached the town council. They have a town crier already, so he had to agree to for me to be the town crier, and they've appointed me a town crier for 1 hour, and 1 hour only, whilst I'm on the plinth. And I shall be reading poems about Tewkesbury. All these poems are, I'd say, commissioned. They've come out from various friends and relatives. There are a couple of professional poems, and I shall be reading individual poems for 1 hour, I hope. And then I shall come down breathless.
What kind of reaction are you expecting from your hour on the plinth?
I don't really know. I sincerely hope it will, the positive side that Tewkesbury, I have brought up some boards with me, so the family and friends, and I will be holding these boards, and every time I say the word Tewkesbury, I hope they will lift it up. That'll lift my heart up and keep me going. And I sincerely hope, the objective really is to bring Tewkesbury to London, the tourists, because so many people come to London, but they don't come, they go on this quick world trip of Europe, and there are some fantastic areas of the country which they don't see. I believe Tewkesbury is one of the most beautiful. It has a hell of a lot to go for. It's got a huge amount of history, and I hope some of this will come out in the poems I'm reading.
So what impact then would you like you being a part of this project to have, and your hour to have?
The impact, is a verbal impact. I hope that people come to Tewkesbury. That's the impact I really want.
Great, thank you very much. Yeah, and who would you say then you're doing this for?
I'm doing it for the people of Tewkesbury.
Great. Can you describe yourself as a person for us, please?
I'm fairly challenging. I'm very positive, and I hope fun and kind.
Thank you. Can you tell us what things are most important to you at the moment in your life?
People, and the closest people to you are your family, and those are the guys you need to. People generally, I think youth is the area which I personally believe needs so much love and attention. There are so many situations you hear about, read about, and meet along the way where youngsters don't have the opportunities. They're sucked into things they shouldn't be doing. And if I have the energy and the time, I shall put some more into that area.
And what hopes and fears do you have for the future?
Hopes and fears for myself or the future generally?
If you could answer for both.
I live every day. And I believe, I've said it to all my family, you'll get out of the day what you put into it. And the more you put into it, the more you'll get out of it. And every cloud has, these are cliches that you hear so often, every cloud has a silver lining. And unless you tell people about what's going on and what you're trying to achieve, there's not a chance of you achieving it. England, Great Britain, Europe, the world is a bit of a mess at the moment, and it's all driven by greed, and it's tragic. It is part of human nature. You see a bowl of rice and everybody scrums for it. And I think if one can try and calm the world down, take a deep breath, and hopefully at the end of the day, one will get something pleasant out of it. One of the most extraordinary things, going back to this Chemin de la Liberté, they've got various museums, well, one particular museum, but various monuments around the world. And this one museum, there was a photograph which is indelible in my brain at the moment, of some French refugees, and there was a mother and the father and the children. They got an old cart behind them, and they looked desperate. And that was 60 years ago. You see that same photograph today in every newspaper, the refugee around the world. And I think that is the most appalling part. We haven't overcome. Yes, within Europe, we've overcome so much of this strife and grief. But on the other hand, if I can do anything to help that, make my life better.
Thank you. Finally, could you explain what it feels like to be a part of the One Another project, to be able to tell a story and to be one of 2,400?
I think it's very exciting. There are all manner of people who've been on it. I think some people may have missed an opportunity, and they may reflect on that and say, well, whilst I was up there, I did do or whatever. I think the bit of an opportunity missed. I think the One Another project and the whole scheme, I think, is brilliant. I think it's an opportunity for people to find 1 hour in their lives which they can do something exceptional, or not do anything exceptional. It's up to them.
How are you feeling 30 minutes before you go up?
How am I feeling? I believe in the 7 P's of life. I don't know whether you know them. Do you know them? Proper planning and preparation prevents piss poor performance, and I sincerely hope that the planning and preparation I put in will actually make my performance. I'm not a poet, I'm not an orator, I'll do my level best, and that's all I can do.
Thank you very much.